Cobb County school officials are trying to find new sources of revenue to shore up an $86 million budget gap. Board Chair Randy Scammahorn says Cobb officials have asked lawmakers to consider relaxing some of the spending limits for the special purpose local option sales tax.
What that would do for us is allow us much more flexibility, not only with the taxpayer and the property tax values, but with how we use the money, whether with salaries or capital outlay, those kind of things.
Officials with the Atlanta Public Schools are trying to tackle a $49 million deficit. Chief Financial Officer Chuck Burbridge says it's unclear whether the district will need to cut staff or add furlough days.
One of the goals we established was to not have furlough days. So as we go through the discussions of how do we balance the budget, those are certainly on the table again, but the goal was not to have furlough days.
Both districts will have public hearings before a final vote. Martha Dalton, WABE News.